Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. You're welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's the 28th day in the month of March 2025. It's the last Friday in this month, and all we can say right now is thank you, Jesus. Unto eternal, invisible God, we want to say thank you. Immortal God, we are grateful. Your mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. Lord, we want to say thank you. Accept our thanks this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. If this is your first time of joining us, I'm wondering what you're listening to. This is the Open Heaven Hour, and it's that time of the day where we get to learn, hear and share the word of God. We get to dive into the deep revelation in the word of God. The Lord gets to speak to us every single morning. He gets to give us direction. He gets to give us instruction every morning. And if you've been very frequent on the show, then you know what time it is. Also, it's time to tell somebody, to tell somebody, to tell every single person that it is time for our devotion. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by our Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, King Forever. King Forever. I'm for today is taken from hymn 18. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from 1 Samuel chapter 19 to chapter 21. 1 Samuel chapter 19 to chapter 21. Our memory verse is taken from Psalm 10 verse 16. The Lord is King forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Psalm 10 verse 16. The Lord is King forever and ever. The heathen are perished out of his land. Our Bible reading is taken from Psalm 29 from verse 10 to 11. Psalm 29 from verse 10 to 11. From verse 10 it reads, the Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as King forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. May God bless the reading and the hearing of his word in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, our topic today says King forever. Our manual today reads, God wasn't enthroned, therefore nobody can dethrone him. The devil once tried, but he was kicked out of heaven, like we see in Revelation chapter 12 verse 9. God is king, and he is the king forever. When I say that God is king, I mean that he is king over all earthly kings. No matter how powerful a king is, and no matter how much he has achieved, God is greater than him. In Daniel chapter 4 from verse 1 to 37, Nebuchadnezzar thought that he could take the glory that belonged to God. God made him eat grass for 7 years, and when he came back to his senses, he said, God is almighty. If you are a king in your own right, whether in your organization, family, state, or wherever, your region is only temporary. You should submit to the one who is king forever if you want to have a good and memorable reign. David submitted to God, and up till today, Israel still recognizes him as their greatest king ever. Many years ago, I was invited to dedicate the RCCG national headquarters in a particular country, and I gave the church leaders a date in my calendar. In that country, government permits are required before hosting dedication ceremonies, so the church applied for the permit. However, a man in government was determined to stop the dedication. He said, "I have heard about this church. You plan to convert everyone and build churches everywhere. That will not work here." The church leaders called me to report the situation, and to be honest, I didn't even pray about it. The day the man was to attend a meeting to conclude that the dedication wouldn't be allowed to take place, he accidentally put both of his legs into the same trouser hole as he was dressing up. He struggled to free his leg until he fell and was rushed to the hospital. He eventually died with both his legs still in the same trouser hole. Nobody possesses greater power than God. When he decides to do something, it is better to cooperate with him because he cannot be stopped. Jesus is king forever, and all power belongs to him. All souls are his, like we see in Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4, including yours, and he wants you to surrender what belongs to him. You belong to the king. And it is a blessed thing to belong to him because you will automatically have access to all that he has. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says there is only one king who reigns forever, King Jesus. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for listening to us today. If today's open heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you like to share the good news with somebody today, all you need to do is to share this message. And how can you share this message? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast, click on the Open Heaven Hour. You will see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link will pop up on the search engine. Copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station. Still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. And it's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store and Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.